American Inquisition. The Hunt for Japanese-American Disloyalty in World War II by Eric L. Muller. Copyright 2007, The University of North Carolina Press. This book was published with the assistance of the H. Eugene and Lillian Youngs Lehman Fund of the University of North Carolina Press. For Leslie, with love and loyalty, and in memory of my grandparents, Herbert and Anne Dickman, and their wartime sacrifices. One of the greatest barriers to a smooth operating security program was that our own Constitution extended certain protection to American-born citizens who are not morally entitled to that benefit. Japanese American Branch, Office of the Provost Marshal General, 1945. The notions of segregation and disloyalty around which the War Relocation Authority's program has been conceived would, if allowed by the courts, become the juristic formulation in terms of which future fascist persecution of racial and political minorities will be justified. Attorney Maurice Walk to War Relocation Authority Solicitor Philip M. Glick, September 1943. Chapter 1. Introduction. Asked to name a time when the government judged the loyalty of large numbers of American citizens, most people would probably cite the period often called the Second Red Scare. By this, they would mean the time in the Cold War when the government subjected all executive branch employees and job applicants to FBI investigation to determine whether there were reasonable grounds to believe that they were disloyal to the government of the United States. This loyalty security program led to some 4 million investigations, more than 12,000 hearings by loyalty